Hello, hello, everyone. My name is Michael Barnes. This is the Melting Pot Radio Hour for February 2017. I've been out, basically, doing some things everywhere except on my website, meltingpotblog.com. But that's going to change here in the ensuing days. There's a lot of music that I'm going to be sharing up there. A whole lot of stuff that I've been planning to share for a while, and just for whatever reason, just never got back into the swing of it after leaving LA in January and spending a week in Cuba, in Havana, and digging records down there. I'll share some of that stuff next month, promise. And got back into Cuba, and then seemingly hours later was in class, and just kind of been in that routine since. But as mentioned, you know, there's a lot of music to share, a lot of stuff. I promise I'm going to be throwing up all kinds of stuff and getting to the regular routine of things yet again. What I thought I'd do for today is just share some stuff I've gotten from a particular source here in 2017. I've had the good fortune to get some records from Cool Chris of Groove Merchant a couple times. First time here in Los Angeles when he did a pop-up over at Rap Cats in Highland Park. And just a couple days ago, also went up to the Bay pretty much just for the day, and mostly just to get some records from Chris, because that's what you have to do. It's like the pilgrimage you got to make. I try to do it at least a couple times a year. So I got a bunch of records from Chris, all kinds of weird stuff this time around, some really, really odd choices. And, you know, funky stuff, breaks, psychedelic, what you would expect, I would imagine. But I'm going to start the show off with a short tribute. You know, there's been a lot of musicians passing of late. We're just kind of in a period of time where a lot of musicians from the 1950s, 60s, 70s are of a certain age. And that's something that makes them a bit vulnerable, and probably should just get used to this kind of pace that seems unusual, but as just kind of the natural order of things in some respects, I guess. And so just recently we've had passings of Leon Ware earlier in the week, also Junie Morrison. Clyde Stubblefield passed away just last week. The one 2017 passing that's kind of hit the hardest for me, though, was David Axelrod. Even though he hasn't really been around for a little while, there was a performance a few years ago that was supposed to happen at Luckman down here in L.A., and I believe he had to cancel due to health concerns. But the man just cut such an amazing, amazing influence around so many different artists for years, and like many, kind of came into his music via hip-hop. And it's an extraordinary sound, especially kind of the Axelrod sound in the late 60s, early 70s. And so I'm going to share my favorite track from him, Holy Are You. Seems fitting as a tribute to the man right now on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Praise be the Lord. tuo corpo accanto a me, ma la mente tua chissà dove, non certo qui, sulle tue labbra calde. Io cerco te, tu no, l'abitudine sta lì, adagiata sulla sabbia del tuo cuore. Dici sì, pensi no, l'inverno in te e sembri neve ormai. Io cerco te, tu no, mi scorri. Senza amore, sono un labirinto gli occhi tuoi, sono un cielo senza sole. Non dire no, lo fai per me, questo lo so, ma io cerco te. So se tu lo vuoi, lo sai non potrei, me ne andrò. We'll be right back.
your butt. Slides upon you slowly.
Cigarette.
You just be bitten. Ah, 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 ah.
I don't know why I'm talking over this one either. In all honesty, probably should have talked over the last one. Huh. But I just dug that Bethlehem Asylum. That's what you were just hearing a moment ago. Earth, the name of that mostly instrumental from their album Commit Yourself. You also heard music from the group Bartel, which is one of the dudes in the group. Self-titled record On Perception. Had never seen that one before running into it with Cool Chris. You've Just Been Bitten, the name of that break-heavy track from Bartel. Also heard some tasty break material from Head West. From a record of self-titled on the Vogue record label out of Paris. Czar, the name of the track. Also some mellow drum breaky kind of stuff out of Italy from a group called iFolks. Not entirely sure how that one would be pronounced, but that's what it looks like to me. They were actually doing a cover of a song by Iron Butterfly called Soldier in Your Town. And I picked that up off of a Italian collection called Super Long Playing that Cool Chris had a copy at the pop-up here in LA. And one side was nice, the side that had that song on it. The other side had nothing but candle wax, like, melted onto the record. It was one of the oddest things I've ever seen. Needless to say, I didn't buy that copy. I ended up getting another copy elsewhere so I could hear both sides, which was worth it. There were a lot of really great songs on there. It's just kind of like a sampler of Italian musicians from around the early part of the 1970s. I think 1970 maybe exactly when it came out, but don't quote me on that. And start the show off with music from David Axelrod. It's listed under the Electric Prunes, but it's really, you know, we know it's David Axelrod. And there's actually a collection of those sessions, as well as the sessions that he did with the group Pride, with lyrics that were written by his son before his passing. And unfortunately, only on CD, and I think only overseas, but it has instrumentals of all those Electric Prune sessions, including some alternate takes and some stuff with strings, without strings. I'll feature a couple of those on the website in tribute to David Axelrod. It is really nice to hear. Even though the vocal passages on those Prunes records aren't very long, it just has a different quality hearing it as straight up instrumentals. Egon of Now and Again had mentioned in one of his many tributes to David Axelrod that instrumental version of Earthrot does exist, and he's going to do his thing to hopefully get it released. I kind of wish it happened during Axe's life, but just thankful for all that music. In the background right now is music from Bappi Lahiri, from Ram Dayal's Taqdeer Ka Badshah. And this is essentially the title cut of what looks to be a very disco-inspired kind of movie. Though this is the only one of the tracks on this record that's really along those lines, unfortunately. But man, that intro is just so amazing, so great. Jeff of Cultures of Soul put this on a collection. One of his Bollywood Discos, I think, is the name of the series. So it was nice to run into the vinyl. Just showcasing some things picked up from Cool Chris of Groove Merchant here in 2017. And going to go into the next thing. This was a record that when I got to the pop-up, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes in, seemed like everything on the wall was already gone. Everybody had huge piles of records before they, you know, went to the little corners to figure out what they were actually going to take. And this was a record that I really, 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 really wanted, but it was gone until it wasn't. I think I just kind of a Jedi mind tricked, or, you know, changed the vibe of the room, walking around trying to mentally project this record back onto the wall, and it worked. So here is music from Scorpion, Running From Myself, the name of the track you're going to hear right now in a moment on the Melting Pot Radio Hour.
Thank you.
you just heard some music from a group called Crystal, who put out a record along those same kind of lines, genre-wise, modern soul boogie sound on Epic. But then this thing, this song called Love Bug, is from an acetate that apparently was a non-LP track. Maybe something that they were planning on releasing, but never, doesn't seem to, at least, have been released. Instrumental of that is on the flip side of that acetate. Before that, you heard a band that's so bad, they're so good. Xenon, the name of the group. One Love, One Soul, One Heart, the name of the song from Out of Nowhere. I can't wait for you to see that record if you've never seen it. Those dudes, they sound exactly like they look. Seriously. Also in the set, music from a group called Cosmology, from a record, self-titled record from 1977. Kind of weird, hippie funk kind of sounds. Phases of the Moon, the name of the track. And started things off with another kind of weird, weird kind of record for a lot of reasons. Scorpio, the name of the band, pretty sure they're out of Detroit, self-titled record on Tower, though it's the only Tower record I've ever seen that has this weird multicolored label, and there's just some insane funk, psych, whatever you want to call it kind of stuff on there. Just really great music. So glad the Jedi Mind Trick worked on that one. I was able to get it. In the background is music from a group called Soft Verdict. Gentlemen of Leisure, the name of the song from a record called Struggle for Pleasure. What I've been doing all shows, featuring things picked up from Cool Chris's Groove Merchant. This one was something that he brought down to L.A. I missed the second day of the pop-up because I went to Cuba. And everybody in L.A. apparently missed out on this record. But it was there at the store just a couple days ago. It is something that I got to find out what the deal is with this. It looks to be a private press graduation record. Mi Graduacion is the name of the record, produced by Ismael Diaz. It has like a sign sheet, you know, like you can get people to sign and put stuff in there, but it's unsigned. It was just dedicated to a couple of Ismael Diaz's people, it seems like, and I seriously think that he and his band just cut this for them for the graduation. They were so proud of him, I guess. But man, this is a crazy little record, as you're getting ready to find out, with the instrumental Capricornio right now on the Melting Pot Radio Hour. Enjoy.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you.
closing out the show on a kind of mellow, very mellow note. But music from a library collection called Images. What appears to be volume 4 of Images, put out by Studio G. The only artist information on here appears to be P. Wilshire and T. Kelly, who did all the compositions. I'll definitely find out more about that before I throw up on the website. But that was a song called Moon Gliding, which is described on the record. All the songs have remarks. That particular one is described as dreamy, which I think is just perfect. Also in the set, you heard something from the Dejan Olympia Brass Band and St. Monica's Choir, Prince of Peace, the name of the song from a record both groups put together. It'll give me that old-time religion. I'm not sure when that was released, but it kind of has the sound of early 80s or maybe late 70s. Before that, you heard a, I think Mexican, maybe Argentinian, prog rock group called Sui Generi. Adios, Sui Generi is the name of the record. Sounds like a farewell concert, recorded live, though I'm not entirely sure. And that's really recorded live. La Fuga del Paralítico is the name of the track that you heard from that group. We have music from the Wailers in the set from their record Tall Cool One. You heard the song Mashi. In the set, we also had music from a Russian band. I think their name is Iveria or Iveria. I'm still trying to translate from Russian everything on that record. At some point, I'll figure things out fully. But pretty solid stuff. I just got these records like a couple days ago, you know. We got the internet, but it doesn't perform miracles. And I was hoping it would perform some miracles on the thing that I started off this set with, which was the Ismael Diaz Capricornio, the name of the track. Just insane Latin funk from probably, I'm thinking, late 60s. On a private press record just put out by Ismael Diaz called Mi Graduacion. And it looks like it's just a graduation record that somebody put together for somebody's graduation. I was trying to see if I had it in arm's reach, but it doesn't look like I do now. But I'm going to do some more digging on that one and try and figure it out. But I'm so thankful nobody picked that up in LA, and I was able to get it when I went to the Bay to Groove Merchant. All the things that you heard picked up courtesy of Cool Chris, Groove Merchant. Thank you, sir, as always. Hope you enjoyed the sounds. There will be much more music on meltingpotblog.com in the coming weeks, promise. There also are going to be a few mixes. We'll see if I get a Cuban mix before the March edition of this radio hour plus or whatever it ends up being. I may just dedicate that to the latest, sorpresa musical. Because I picked up a lot of vinyl down there, too. A lot to share. And I just haven't shared it. I'm sorry. But I definitely will be, including what's in the background right now, the New Art Jazz Ensemble from here in Los Angeles, featuring John Carter, Bobby Bradford, Bruce Freeman, and Tom Williamson, seeking the name of the song and also the record on Revelation Records. Nice, nice sounds. And that's what we close with, what I leave you with. Y'all take care. I will see you when I see you. Bye-bye.